poked her head out from under the duvet, she heard her next-door neighbour Julie's excited voice saying, "It's not right, Brian!" They were in the front garden. Her husband said, "I mean, I've been to Leeds and back. I need a shower." "Of course you do." Eva thought about this exchange. Why would driving to Leeds and back necessitate having a shower? Was the northern air full of grit? Or had he been sweating on the M1, cursing the lorries, screaming at tailgaters, angrily denouncing whatever the weather was doing? She switched on the bedside lamp. This provoked another episode of shouting outside and demands that she stop playing silly buggers and unbolt the door. She realised that although she wanted to go downstairs and let him in, she couldn't actually leave the bed. She felt as though she had fallen into a vat of warm, quick-setting concrete and that she was powerless to move. She felt an exquisite languor spread throughout her body and thought, I would have to be mad to leave this bed. There was the sound of breaking glass. Soon after, she heard Brian on the stairs. He shouted her name. She didn't answer. He opened the bedroom door. There you are, he said. Yes, here I am. Are you ill? No. Why are you in bed in your clothes and shoes? What are you playing at? I don't know.